a fan of that wingnut Oliver Stone? Yeah, I'll admit I've seen his movies, the Kennedy, Nixon one, for example. But he's got a new one out about Adolf Hitler, saying that Adolf Hitler was enabled by Western bankers. And this story comes out of Bangkok, Thailand. That might tell you a little bit, too. It says, Adolf Hitler was a psychopath and a monster, but rose to power thanks to big business leaders and other supporters who appreciated his vow to destroy communism and control workers, Hollywood filmmaker Oliver Stone has said. Stone, who is working on a 10-part documentary on the 20th century titled The Secret History of the United States, said the German dictator was enabled by Western bankers and managed to seduce Germany's military-industrial complex. Say that three times real fast. And managed to seduce Germany's military-industrial complex. Here's what Stone says. Hitler is a monster, there's no question. I have no empathy for Hitler at all. He was a crazy psychopath, Stone told reporters in the Thai capital. But like Frankenstein was a monster, there was a Dr. Frankenstein. He is a product of his era. Stone was in Bangkok to give a lecture to high school students on the role of film in peace building as part of a visit organized by the Vienna-based International Peace Foundation. He said the aim of the documentary, which two historians are helping him with, was to offer a fuller understanding of the 20th century and how some of those lessons may be relevant to President Barack Obama in 2010. Barack Obama always has to have a connection, for sure. Hitler, one of the biggest psychopath murdering SOBs there ever was in the world, whether he was backed by bankers or not, I don't know. But Oliver Stone, you have to take with a grain of salt, that's for sure. Some things I agree with him, some things I don't. Will I watch this documentary? I probably will. But I also don't consider Oliver Stone an expert on world history. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.